Barhead. Athabasca Barhead Westlock MLA Glenn Van Deeken has been appointed as a member of the Economic Diversification Cabinet Policy Committee, which plays a vital role in shaping policy and legislation that advances economic diversification. A release from the United Conservative Caucus stated that Van Deeken was appointed to the committee July 7 by Premier Danielle Smith. "We recognize the need of diversifying Alberta's economy for long-term prosperity," Van Deeken said in the release. "We will forge a more resilient and sustainable future for all Albertans, which will generate a positive ripple effect throughout the province, reducing economic volatility and enhancing Alberta's competitiveness on the global stage." In an interview July 14, Van Deeken explained he sits as a private member, which is a designation given to any MLA on such a committee that isn't also a member of the cabinet. "We have to swear in as a minister swears in. We just don't receive any title," he said. Van Deeken said the committee is essentially there to put structure towards approval of policy decisions. "That means if changes to policy, regulation or orders in council are being considered, it first goes through committee-level work to get feedback on what the minister's department is considering." He said cabinet committees like this one are also involved in working on the legislation that will be introduced in the fall session of the legislature. Van Deeken said people sometimes look at economic diversification as establishing new industries, but that's only part of it. "A lot of it is just taking full advantage of industry that's existing here and meeting the needs of what we can do with the resources that we've been blessed with in this province," he said. Van Deeken said Alberta's resource-driven industries, both renewable and non-renewable, all have opportunities for more value-added investment. "Whatever we can do as legislators to try and allow that to grow and evolve is an important part of the work that we do," he said. Deputy Chair of Committee Van Deeken said he had also recently been appointed by acclamation to the position of Deputy Chair of Committee within the legislature. "As part of this role, Van Deeken said he will be chairing activities within the legislature like Committee of the Whole while acting in conjunction with the Speaker's office. He said this is a position that all private members can serve on. I felt it was an opportunity to get more parliamentary experience, so I put my name forward and received that position," he said, adding that he was appointed not long after being sworn in. He said he will hold the position until he steps aside, noting that last year, the deputy chair of committee was appointed as a minister and a new candidate had to be appointed. Kayberger at barhead.greatwest.ca